Okay, so you know how you go down these rabbit holes online? Well, I recently fell into one that was surprisingly rubbery.
Okay, all right. I'm intrigued.
I was trying to replace my garden hose, right? And somehow I ended up on the website for h.and.o.w.rubber. Ever heard of it?
Can't say I have. Is that like a gardening supply store?
So I thought the same thing, but no, it's industrial hoses and fitting.
Industrial hoses?
Yeah, like heavy-duty stuff for hydraulic oil, concrete, even hot air, apparently.
Hot air. Now, that's the kind of hose I've never considered.
Right. And the website, it's like this treasure trove of information on all things hoses. And what's wild is it got me thinking, these hoses, they're in everything.
I mean, you're right. Construction, manufacturing, heck, even like medical equipment, it's all connected, isn't it?
Exactly. It's like this hidden world that most of us never think about, but it's essential. And speaking of essential, h.o.w.rubber, they are very, very proud of their adapter collection.
Oh, yeah. What's so special about their adapters?
They must mention their extremely large stock about a dozen times on the website.
You know, that makes me think about all the supply chain issues we've been seeing lately. Remember when you couldn't find toilet paper anywhere? Maybe this is their way of saying, hey, we've got you covered no matter what.
That's a good point. Like, are they being smart by having all this inventory on hand, or is it a risky move in a world that's all about efficiency and just-in-time delivery?
It's a gamble for sure. I mean, storing all that stuff can't be cheap. But then again, if you're a business that needs a specific type of hose and you need it now, who are you going to call?
The hose people with the giant warehouse full of adapters. Yeah, I see your point. It's like they're betting on reliability being their superpower.
Exactly. And it's not just about the inventory either. They talk a lot about old school customer service.
Yeah, that stuck out to me too. Like in this day and age of online ordering and chatbots, they're emphasizing the human touch.
Right. And I think that resonates with people. Imagine you're a contractor and you've got a piece of equipment down because of a busted hose. Wouldn't you rather talk to a real person who knows what they're talking about, get the right part quickly?
Absolutely. You know, it makes you think maybe this whole old school thing isn't so outdated after all. It
might just be their secret weapon.
Speaking of old school, get this. They actually encourage you to visit their store.
No way. In the age of e-commerce, that's bold.
Right. So why would they do that? What do you think?
Well, I have a few theories. First, it builds trust. You see the operation firsthand. You meet the people. Second, it allows them to show off that massive inventory we were talking about. And lastly, maybe it's just about creating an experience.
Yeah, like a reminder that not everything has to be virtual. There's still something to be said for, like walking into a place and knowing exactly what you're going to get.
Exactly. It's about more than just buying a hose. It's about building a relationship.
So what's the takeaway here? What should our listeners do with this newfound knowledge about the fascinating world of industrial hoses?
I think it's a good reminder that we should never judge a business by its, well, website. Or by its name, for that matter.
What out, dot, oh, dot, rubber. It doesn't exactly scream riveting, does it?
Right. But look at what we found. They're strategic, they're forward-thinking, they value expertise in a world that's becoming increasingly automated. There's a lesson in there somewhere.
Totally. So next time you see a nondescript building or you're scrolling past a website that seems kind of boring, remember h.o.w.rubber.
There might be a whole lot more going on beneath the surface.
Exactly. There you have it. You are now officially equipped to dazzle your friends and family with your industrial hose knowledge. You're welcome.